طيب إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. Verily the praise belongs to Allah, we praise Him, seek His assistance and forgiveness, and we seek refuge in Allah from the evil of ourselves and the evil consequences of our deeds. Whoever Allah guides, there is no one that can lead him astray, and whoever Allah leads astray, there is no one that can guide him. I bear witness that nothing deserves to be worshipped except Allah alone, and that He has no partners or associates. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His servant and His messenger. This evening, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, we'd like to continue with the topic that we began last week, which is entitled, وَجَاءَ شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ, يعني the month of Ramadan has arrived. And last week, in the introductory comments, we talked about, or the Shaykh, he talked about first, يعني the importance and the significance of the gatherings in the masajid for learning, for knowledge, for yani reminding, guidance, and so on. This is the first thing that he began with, and so yani we just want to remind ourselves of yani the importance of this affair, and that this is something that indeed does require yani a person to make an effort. It requires a person to make an effort to go out of their way, to go to the masjid, and to sit yani in the circles or in the gatherings of learning. Indeed, it is a blessed affair, and it is something that a person will gain a lot of benefit from, as the Shaykh alluded to last week in the beginning of this discussion. After that, he talked about the importance of Ramadan and its yani station and status, its virtues and excellence, bounties and blessings of Ramadan. And he talked about the importance of receiving the month of Ramadan with proper reception, yani receiving it as you receive a respected and honored guest. And he said that the people are in different groups in reference to how they receive Ramadan. Can anybody help us to remember what he said about these groups? Anybody remember how he said that the people are divided into different groups? Does anybody remember how many groups he said? Any of the groups you remember? Four groups. Now, one of them, any one of them. And the way people receive the month of Ramadan, how they receive it. He said that the people are different. Yani they differ in the way that they receive Ramadan, the importance that they place upon it, and how they prepare for it. Okay, so one of those groups, he said, are the people who yani receive Ramadan by yani preparing for it by going shopping for food and drink. Huh? Some people prepare for Ramadan by shopping. They go shopping and buy a lot of food, all different types of foods and things to eat during the month of Ramadan, as though the month of Ramadan, instead of being yani a month of fasting and abstinence and patience, yani became a month of eating and drinking, indulgence. Another group, he said, second group, he said, group of people who receive Ramadan, their preparation for Ramadan is by yani bringing the instruments of entertainment, yani of sport and play and entertainment and recreation, preparing themselves yani for Ramadan yani as being a time in which they're going to be entertained, they're going to have fun, play, entertainment and amusement. The third group he mentioned is the group of people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed to understand the importance and the station and status of Ramadan, and they prepare for it by preparing themselves to engage in the things that are pleasing to Allah, acts of obedience, acts of worship, and those things that are pleasing to Allah. And then after that, he mentioned a fourth group. He mentioned a fourth group. Does anybody remember the fourth group? Now, the fourth group yani are those people who yani pass through Ramadan like any other month. And Ramadan to them is like any other time. And there's no difference. They don't place any importance on it whatsoever. They don't prepare anything for it. They just go through Ramadan like it's another month from the months of the year. And the Shaykh, he ended by saying that understanding the importance of Ramadan and the excellence of Ramadan and the benefits that a person can receive in Ramadan, and it is incumbent upon the Muslim to prepare themselves properly, to receive it properly, and to benefit from it. And this is where we want to pick up with this week, after the mention of this point, that a person should do the best they can to receive Ramadan in a proper manner, prepare themselves to receive it in the way that they will benefit from it. After this, he mentions a hadith. And this is where we want to start. And we picked up last week with a hadith which is reported in the Sunan of Ibn Majah, and it was declared to be sahih by Shaykh al-Albani, rahimahullah. And it's also reported in the Sunan of al-Tirmidhi. The Shaykh said, وَجَاءَ فِي سُنَنَ al-Tirmidhi, and also Ibn Majah, مِنْ حَدِيثِ أَبِي هُرَيْرَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ عَنِ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ أَنَّهُ كَانَ يَكُولُ, يعني that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم used to say, إِذَا كَانَ أَوَّلُ لَيْلَةٍ مِنْ شَهْرِ رَمَضَانِ صفدت الشياطين ومرضت الجن وغلقت أبواب النار فلم يفتح منها باب وفتحت أبواب الجنة فلم يغلق منها باب وينادي مناد يا باغي الخير أقبل ويا باغي الشر أقصر ولله أتقاء من النار وذلك كل ليلة أو في كل ليلة. And in this tremendous hadith, another narration similar to this the Shaykh mentioned last week, close to this but not the same hadith. In this narration, the Prophet ﷺ says, or it is narrated that he used to say, when it is the first night from the month of Ramadan, the shayateen and the worst of the jinn are chained up. And in the first night. First night means before the first day, right? The first night that we prayed Taraweeh before we fasted. In that night, from that night, the shayateen are chained up. And the doors of the hellfire are locked. And not one of them, فَلَمْ يُفْتَحْ مِنْهَا بَابٌ, not even one door from the doors of the hellfire are open. Meaning, the doors through which people enter the hellfire, those doors will be closed. There will not be much opportunity or chance or likelihood that a person is going to enter the hellfire in this time, because the doors of hellfire are closed and not one of them are open. وَفُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُ الْجَنَّةِ, and the doors of paradise are opened, meaning welcoming the people, the opportunities, and the situations that call a person to do good, due to which they will enter the paradise, all of these opportunities are presented. The doors of paradise are open. فَلَمْ يُغْلَقْ مِنْهَا بَابٌ, and not even one door from the doors of paradise will be closed. And after this, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, وَيُنَادِي مُنَادٍ, and a caller will call out, saying, يَا بَاغِي الْخَيْرَ أَقْبِلْ وَيَا بَاغِي الشَّرَّ أَقْصِرْ. And a caller will call out, saying, يَا بَاغِي الْخَيْرِ, O the one who is desirous, who is seeking khair, the one who has a desire to do good, then come forward, come near. Give attention to this affair. This is the time for you, the one who wants to do good, this is your opportunity. وَيَا بَاغِي الشَّرْ أَقْصِرْ, and the one who desires to do evil, the caller will call out to them, the one who wants to do evil, stop. Fall back up. This is not a time for doing evil. This month of Ramadan is not a time for a person who wants to do evil. This is not the time to do so. Rather, this is the time that a person should be making every effort to do good. And then he closes, the Prophet ﷺ closed by saying, وَلِلَّهِ أُتَقَاءُ مِنَ النَّارِ وَذَلِكَ كُلُّ لَيْلَةٍ, and there are those who would be freed from the fire. For Allah are those who would be freed from the fire, meaning that there are people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would free them from their due just destination of being punished in the hellfire. Allah will free them from the hellfire. وَذَلِكَ كُلَّ لَيْلَةٍ, And this is something, yani freeing people from the hellfire, this is something that will take place every night in the month of Ramadan. So this hadith, yani reported by Tirmidhi and Ibn Majah, and Shaykh al-Albani said that it's sahih, is a tremendous hadith. If one were to reflect upon it, and the Shaykh makes some comments upon it that we'll look at now, but if one were to reflect just on the surface of this hadith and its meaning, and what is being said here by the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he, yani, is the one who is, yani, al-sadiq al-masduq, yani, the one who is truthful in what he said, and he is believed, yani, when he speaks. Indeed, what he says, it is the truth. So this is a fact, that these are from the things of the unseen, that people don't know about except by revelation. So Allah has revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he has informed us that from the first night of Ramadan, the whole affair changes. Yani, this is not a normal time. This is not something that we should take lightly. The whole affair changes. The whole affair changes. The shayateen are chained up. And the doors of the hellfire are closed. And the doors of the paradise are opened. So that every opportunity, a person has every opportunity to do good and to refrain from evil and to be protected from the shayateen that call people to evil, that encourage them to do evil and push them to do evil. And then a caller will call out to the one who wants to do good, come forward, come near, yani devote yourself, give attention to the doing of good, and the one who wants to do evil, stop and fall back, yani don't even think about doing evil, this is not the time for that. And in every night of this month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is freeing people from the hellfire. The Shaykh says, فَتَأَمَّلْ قَوْلَ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ وَيُنَادِي مُنَادٍ يَا بَاغِيَ الْخَيْرِ أَقْبِلْ. Yani reflect, contemplate upon the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that a caller will call out and he will say, oh, the one who is desirous of doing good, come forward, come near, yani proceed ahead, devote yourself, give attention to this affair, apply yourself. This is the time to apply yourself. Yani Ramadan is not the time to just take it easy, to coast. Rather, this is the time for you to devote yourself to doing good, more than in any other time. And it doesn't mean that we shouldn't always try to do good, but this is a special season in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is calling the people and facilitating the doing of good. He's calling us and facilitating our doing of good. The one who wants to do good, then He is making it easy for you to do good. This is not a time that you should just let pass and you do what you normally do. And you normally pray 5 times a day, you might fast on Mondays or Thursdays, you might read the Quran a little bit every day or now and then. This is not the time to do what you normally do. This is the time to exert yourself, to extend yourself, to try to do more than what you normally do. So this is 1 week gone from Ramadan. 1 week already gone. And if we haven't exerted ourselves, then this could be a wake-up call. It's time to wake up and get busy. Because before you know it, another week would be gone, and 3 weeks would be gone, and the last 10 days of Ramadan will be finished. And Ramadan will be finished, and there will be Eid, and perhaps, if we have exerted ourselves, we will have something to rejoice about on the day of Eid. Yani, we will be able to rejoice that we have extended ourselves, that we have exerted ourselves, we have devoted ourselves to doing of good, and we hope, we expect, we anticipate a great reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the effort that we have put forth in this month. That's if we have done something. But those who haven't done anything, they have no reason to rejoice on the day of Eid. You rejoice for what? Rejoice that Ramadan is over? What is there to be happy about if a person hasn't really taken advantage of this time? So my advice to myself first and to each of us is that 1 week has already gone, and before you know it, the second week will be gone, and we might lose this opportunity if we don't exert ourselves from now on. The Shaykh, he says, reflect upon the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that a caller will call out and say, oh, one who is desirous of doing good, come forward, proceed, step up, engage yourself in khair, if that's what you want to do. He said, the meaning of this is that you have received, or you have, there has come upon you a season for doing good, a season for obedience. فَأَقْبِلْ عَلَيْهِ إِقْبَالًا شَدِيدًا. So give your full attention and devotion. Turn yourself with utmost diligence and pay careful attention to your behavior, your action, your activities in this month. وَحْرِسْ عَلَيْهَا حِرْسًا عَظِيمًا. And be diligent and eager in seeking the khair in this month. يعني حِرْسًا عَظِيمًا. Not your general يعني diligence, but يعني more, يعني greater diligence. And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned in the hadith that's well known to all of us, يعني he gave us a command, احرس على ما ينفعك واستعن بالله. يعني be diligent and eager in seeking that which is beneficial to you and seek help from Allah. And I say, in reference to what the Shaykh is saying here, يعني to be more diligent than you normally are, and equally important to exerting yourself is seeking help from Allah. يعني if a person wants to be successful in this month of Ramadan, you will not be successful just because you have an intention to do good. You will not be successful just because you have it in your heart, a desire to do good. Rather, success is only with the help of Allah. So, احرس على ما ينفعك, يعني be eager and diligent in seeking that which will benefit you in this month. Any acts of obedience, prayers and fasting and charity, and reading the Quran and dhikr and dua and da'wah and whatever it is that you can think of good. Be diligent in doing so, but also واستعن بالله, ask Allah's help in doing it. يعني if you ask Allah's help and you work hard, then you will be successful. But if you just work hard, you might not be successful without the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Shaykh says, وَإِيَّاكَ ثُمَّ إِيَّاكَ إِيَّاكَ ثُمَّ إِيَّاكَ أَن تُضَيِّعَ عَلَى نَفْسِكَ هَذِهِ الْفُرْسَةَ الْعَظِيمَةَ. يعني, beware. Beware of wasting this tremendous opportunity. Beware of wasting it, neglecting it, allowing it to pass you by. فَهُوَ مَوْسَمْ رَابِحٌ لِلْخَيْرِ. يعني it is a season, a period of time in which a person can earn a great profit in the doing of good. And this is a special time that a person can earn more profit in the doing of good. وَتِجَارَتُهُ رَابِحَةٌ. And its trade, يعني the trade with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this time, يعني giving of yourself and your wealth, يعني for the sake of Allah, in exchange for what Allah has, يعني what He is trading, what He is giving, يعني that is Jannah, then this trade in this period of time is rabiha, it is profitable. وَإِذَا ذَهَبَ لَنْ يَعُودُ. And if it goes, يعني if this opportunity passes you by, it may never return again. يعني nobody's guaranteed tomorrow, or next week, or next month, or next year, or next Ramadan. And then the Prophet ﷺ said, وَيَا بَغِيَ الشَّرْ أَقْصِيرُ. O the one who is seeking evil, who desires to do evil, أقصير, يعني stop, fall back, don't come forward. That is, لَا يَلِيكُ بِمَنْ يَبْتَغِيَ الشَّرْ أَوْ تَتَحَرَّكُ نَفْسَهُ لِلشَّرْ. يعني it is not befitting, it is not proper, it is not right that a person who desires evil or whose nafs, yani, longs to do evil, yani a person has a longing, a desire to do evil, it is la yanbaghi, it is not befitting, it is not proper that this person afford the opportunity for its nafs to persist or to continue in its evil. Yani, if a person has an inclination within themselves to do evil, it is not proper, it is not befitting that you afford that opportunity to your nafs to continue in its evil. Rather, this is the time when you have to take control of yourself. If you didn't before now, then it's time to take control. It is not proper to allow your nafs to immerse itself, to become totally engaged in its error, its sin, its transgression, and to continue in its misguidance during this هذا الموسم الكريم المبارك, and in this blessed and noble season. And then the Shaykh, he says, and this is the question that yani we can ask ourselves, and the answer, it's a rhetorical question, yani the answer, yani the question is not seeking an answer, rather it is a statement in the form of a question. وَمَنْ لَمْ تَتَحَرَّكْ نَفْسُهُ للإقبال على الله تبارك وتعالى والتوبة والندم عندما يقبل مثل هذا الموسم الكريم فماذا تتحرك نفسه. يعني the person whose nafs is not inspired, is not moved, is not motivated to turn towards Allah, the Blessed and the Most High, and to turn towards repentance and feeling remorse, yani with the coming of this noble season. If a person is not moved to turn to Allah and to repent and feel remorse for the wrong that they have done, then when will they be moved? When will it happen? If it doesn't happen in Ramadan, when will it happen? Yani if the shayateen are chained up and the doors of the hellfire are closed and the doors of paradise are open, and a person is not motivated, is not inspired, is not moved to do good, then when will they be moved? Yani when will they be inspired, motivated to repent and to feel remorse for their past errors and mistakes? The Shaykh says, كَثِيرٌ مِّنَ النَّاسِ غَلَبَتْهُ شَوَاغِلْ وَالْمُغْرِيَاتِ وَالْمُلْحِيَاتِ وَأَصْبَحَتْ أَعِقًا وَحَجْرَ أَثْرَةٍ لَهُ عَنِ التَّوْبَةِ وَالرُّجُوءِ إِلَى اللَّهِ. Yani many of the people have been overcome by the distractions in their life, the temptations that they are confronted with, and the entertainments and amusements that attract and distract the person from doing good. And these things have become obstacles and an obstruction or stumbling blocks that prevent them from tawbah, from repentance and turning back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this person wakes up in the morning and they go out in the evening. Yani they start their morning and they reach the evening and their condition is that they are in taraf and badh and israf and tabdhir and la'ab and sahar and nawm and kasal and dhulm and fujur. Yani their whole life from morning until night is nothing but a condition of living in affluence and luxury and extravagance and waste and play and staying up at night, or sleeping and laziness and oppression and immorality. Yani this is what their day consists of. فَشَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ فُرْصَ لِأَمْثَالِ هَؤُلَاءِ الْغَافِلِينَ لِلتَّوْبَةِ النَّسُوءِ وَإِقْبَالِ عَلَى اللَّهِ. So this month of Ramadan is an opportunity for the like of these people who are unmindful. It is an opportunity for people to repent with sincere repentance and turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if a person is not stimulated, and if the nafs of a human being is not motivated, is not moved in this tremendous season to make tawbah, then when will they be moved? If a person is not going to turn back to Allah in this blessed month, when will they turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And the end of this hadith, the Shaykh says, indeed, the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, وَلِلَّهِ أُتَقَاهُ مِنَ النَّارِ وَذَلِكَ كُلُّ لَيْلَةٍ أَوْ فِي كُلِّ لَيْلَةٍ, that for Allah, there are those who are freed from the fire. And that is, during every night, yani every night in the month of Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, during every night of the nights of this blessed noble month, frees people from the fire of hell. And the Muslim, yani strives, or should aspire, to gain or to obtain or to attain this great success of being freed from the hellfire. That is something that the believer should be striving for, aspiring for. This is the opportunity that has come for a person's neck to be freed from the hellfire. And the Shaykh, he says, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us protection or grant us a sanctuary from this hellfire. The Shaykh gives an example here of something that happens in the Muslim lands, maybe more so than it happens in the land of kufr. Maybe we might not have experienced this, but it's something that is really common in the lands of the Muslims during the month of Ramadan. A lot of things happen. Here he's mentioning one example of what happens in the Muslim lands, and if you haven't experienced it, then just try to imagine what he is describing here. He says that there are times, yani during Ramadan, in the lands of the Muslims. He doesn't say the lands of the Muslims, but I haven't seen it here, but certainly I've seen it in every country in the lands of the Muslims that I have seen, that I have been in. There are some times when it is announced in some places that there are some competitions, yani musabaqat, and there are jawais, prizes that will be given in these competitions. These competitions, yani, are very common and they're widespread during the month of Ramadan. Yani, that there's some competition announced, and they announce that there's going to be some prizes for the people who win the competition. Yani, what kind of competition is? Maybe it's competition in recitation of Quran or memorization of hadith or something that appears to be very good. But it's a competition where, yani, perhaps the intent of the people who set up these competitions, the intent is to engage people in things of goodness like memorizing Quran and memorizing hadith and things like this during the month of Ramadan, and they offer prizes for doing so. Okay, so this is something that is very common. For every person, yani, who is successful in one of these competitions, then they are receiving a prize. In some of these competitions, there's a prize that's given away every day. Yani, every day in the month of Ramadan, maybe somebody is going to win a prize. Either they are giving away, yani, a prize of money like 1,000 riyals, or more than that, or less than that. And you see the people, yani, coming forward, striving and making every effort to win one of these prizes. Everyone steps forward and exerts himself and expends himself and expends his effort in order to win the 1,000 riyals or whatever is being offered, more or less, so that he will be one of the winners. And this is something that really you find the young people especially, and even some people who are not young, being very excited about winning one of these prizes, yani, of 1,000 riyals or more than that or less than that. The Shaykh says, however, when, yani, the competition is connected to, yani, the success is connected to success in the Akhirah, and the reward is a reward that will be given on Yawm al-Qiyamah, we find that the raghba, or desire of the people, is lessened. And the himma, yani, the determination of the people, is weakened. And the irada, the intent of the people, falls short. Yani, when it is what? When, yani, the success is success, yani, in the Akhirah. And when the reward is a reward that will come in the Akhirah. We don't see the same kind of excitement. And this is something, yani, that even if we didn't experience these competitions here in the land of Kufr, in the month of Ramadan, we certainly have seen how people strive and struggle and make every effort and devote their lives to winning prizes of whatever kind, in whatever kind of competition it is, while we don't see the same type of enthusiasm and determination and desire when it comes to seeking the greater reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the next life. Indeed, it is befitting of the Muslim when one hears the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, lillahi utaqa'u minan nar, that Allah has those people that He will free from the hellfire. Yani, this kind of saying, like this particular statement specifically, that there are people who will be freed from the hellfire, and this is something that would happen every night in the nights of Ramadan, it is befitting of the Muslim to long for this, yani, and to eagerly seek that he or she would be one of those, to seriously exert ourselves and to strive and to struggle and to ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that He free our necks from the fire. and that one should turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seeking to achieve this noble promise. Yani the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to free people from the hellfire. Walaikum salam. Yani to achieve this tremendous reward. Yani this is something, it is befitting of the Muslim to make every effort, to seriously exert oneself, yani to go out of one's way, to do everything possible in order to be from amongst those who could achieve this promise and to receive this great reward. So, here I just want to stop for a moment and remind myself and each of us that indeed it is true, as our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that every night during the nights of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is freeing people from the hellfire. And every one of us has an opportunity to be from amongst them. Which one of us would not want to be from amongst those who will be saved from the hellfire? And this is a chance for us. The opportunity comes every day in this month of Ramadan. If a person engage oneself in that which is pleasing to Allah, fasting in the way that is in accordance with the sunnah, yani abstaining from those things that invalidate the fast, the material things, as well as those things that are not material, yani abstaining from food and drink and marital relations, and abstaining from lying and slandering and backbiting, and abstaining from all of those things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibits, whether it's looking at yani things that you shouldn't be looking at, or listening to things that you shouldn't be listening to, or engaging in any other kind of speech or behavior that is prohibited by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of this yani should be avoided. The one who does so, yani during the day and during the night, yani is likely to be from amongst those that will earn yani this great reward, and will be yani from those who will yani be the recipients of this noble promise that has been mentioned in this hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Shaykh here mentions another hadith that the Prophet, yani another hadith in which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam described this month as the month of sabr. Yani, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, siyamu shahri sabr wa sawmu shahri sabr wa thalathati ayyamin min kulli shahr siyamu ad-dahr aw sawm ad-dahr. Yani fasting the month of sabr, the month of patience, he means Ramadan, and 3 days from every month outside of Ramadan is like fasting for the whole year. Yani the first part of the hadith, yani the obvious meaning of the hadith, is that the Prophet ﷺ is encouraging that one fasts this month of Ramadan, and in addition to it, fast 3 days in every month out of the rest of the year. Yani that we should try to fast the month of Ramadan, and then for the rest of the year continue fasting. Yani at least 3 days in every month. And whoever does so, it will be like fasting for the whole year. It will be as though they have fasted for the whole year. And there are other narrations or other hadith where the Prophet ﷺ have said that which is similar, like fasting the month of Ramadan and then 6 days of Shawwal. Here though, the point that the Shaykh has mentioned in this hadith here is for something else. Yani that's the obvious meaning of the hadith, but here the Shaykh is saying that in this hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam فَوَصَفَهُ بِأَنَّهُ شَهْرُ صَبْرٍ. Yani the Prophet has described the month of Ramadan as the month of patience. He has described the month of Ramadan as the month of patience. So what is the meaning of the month of Ramadan is the month of patience? The meaning of that, the Shaykh says, مَعْنَ ذَلِكَ أَنَّ لِلْمُسْلِمْ فُرْسَةً عَظِيمَةً فِي هَذَا الشَّهْرُ الْكَرِيمِ أن يروض نفسه ويعوضها على الصبر بأنواعها كلها. يعني the meaning of this description of the month of Ramadan as being the month of sabr is that the Muslim, يعني during this month, has a tremendous opportunity in this noble month to train oneself and to accustom oneself to being patient in all of the types of patience. He says, as sabr ala ta'atillah, yani patience with obedience to Allah. And as-sabr ala ma'asiyati Allah, patience with disobedience to Allah. And as-sabr ala aqdari Allah al-mu'lima, yani patience with the decrees of Allah, which yani may be painful, yani the things, the calamities and disasters that fall a person that have been decreed by Allah, and being patient with that. So this is a season for patience. Yani here the Shaykh, he mentions, as many of the scholars of Sunnah have said, that patience is of three types. Yani patience ala ta'atillah, meaning that a person has to control their self and force their self to be obedient to Allah. Yani being patient ala ta'atillah means being patient enough to fulfill the acts of obedience that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has demanded of us. Wa patience ala ma'asiyatillah, he means that a person restrains their self and controls their self such that they abstain and avoid acts of disobedience to Allah. And this also requires patience. Yani it requires a lot of patience, for example, for a person to abstain from eating and drinking from dawn until sunset. This requires patience. Yani some people can't do it, especially the non-Muslims. They say it's impossible to not eat or drink from morning until night. But it requires sabr, it requires patience. This patience on obedience to Allah. Getting up for the Fajr prayer requires patience in obedience to Allah. Standing in the night prayer for 1 hour or 2 hours or 3 hours requires patience upon obedience to Allah. So there's patience upon obedience to Allah, and there's patience, yani, that's required to avoid disobedience to Allah. It requires patience, control of oneself to avoid, yani, consuming intoxicants or engaging in immoral, yani, behavior or lying or stealing or whatever, the things that Allah has prohibited. This requires patience that a person, yani, take control of their self and restrain and abstain from that which Allah has prohibited. And then it also, there's patience, yani, in dealing with the things that Allah has decreed, the calamities and afflictions that cause pain to the human being. So the Shaykh is saying that the Prophet ﷺ describing Ramadan as a month of patience, it is because all of these types of patience are required during the month of Ramadan. Yani being patient in doing the acts of obedience, and being patient with avoiding sinful behavior, and being patient with the calamities that may befall one during this time. So Allah Jalla wa Ala, He says, "Yuwaffi as-sabirina ajrahum bighayri hisab," and He is referring to the ayah in the Quran, "Innama yuwaffa as-sabiruna, innama yuwaffa as-sabiruna ajrahum bighayri hisab," in Surah Az-Zumar, 39th Surah and 10th Ayat. That indeed the patient ones are rewarded, yani rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and their reward is without accounting. Yani the people of patience, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised to reward them with a reward that yani is yani unlimited. بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ, yani it's not counted. Allah is not saying that He's going to reward you with yani 10 rewards for one good deed or 700. Rather, it is بِغَيْرِ حِسَاب, unlimited reward for the patient. Yani this is general. Yani this is general for the people of patience, that Allah rewards their patience with unlimited reward. And this Ramadan being the month of patience, so what kind of reward can we expect in this month of Ramadan for those who are patient in obedience to Allah and patience upon disobedience to Allah and patience with the things that the calamities and afflictions that may befall a person during this season. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards those who are patient with a reward that is unlimited. The month of Ramadan is a season. It is the greatest season of patience. So the Muslim begins from the first day of the days of this blessed month, accustoming oneself to patience from the first day. Now, rather we can say from the first night, right? Because the first night comes before the first day. And the first night, yani, finds the believers standing in the night after the Isha prayer for some time, whether 1 or 2 or 3 hours or whatever. So from the first night, as well as the first day, we find the believer trying to accustom oneself to being patient. Patience ala al-ibadah. Patience with worship of all types. Wa ta'a, and obedience to Allah. Wa dhikr, remembrance of Allah. Wa al-Qur'an, and the reading and recitation of Qur'an. Wa salat wa siyam wa ghayru dhalika mimma amara Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala ibadahu bihi. Yani being patient with salat and fasting and other than that of the things that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has commanded His servants with. Being patient with these things. And secondly, يُعَوِّضُ نَفْسَهُ عَلَى الصَّبْرَ عَنْ مَعَسِيَةِ اللَّهِ, that he begins to accustom himself, or she begins to accustom herself to patience from disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the person begins to leave off those things that they have become accustomed to doing. They have been familiar with doing those affairs which they are used to doing, such as eating and drinking and other than that during the daytime hours of the month of Ramadan. A person begins to accustom themselves to giving up those things that we are used to, eating at will, drinking whenever we want. If a thought comes to you to have something to eat or drink, you just do it. And that's what many of us are accustomed to, eating and drinking day and night. But in Ramadan, we have to change this behavior. وَيَصْبِرْ عَلَى ذَلِكَ عَلَيْكُمْ السَّلَامُ وَيَصْبِرْ عَلَى ذَلِكَ طَاعَةً لِلَّهِ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى. But the believer, is patient with all of this in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I would mention here that some of the scholars have mentioned from the wisdoms of the fast of Ramadan is that the believer, he gives up that which they love for that which is more beloved to them. The believer gives up that which they love for that which is more beloved. Naam. We love to eat and drink. Most people. We love it. But we give it up for that which is more beloved to us. And that is obedience to Allah and earning the pleasure of Allah and the reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised for those who believe and do good deeds. So as we are giving up these things, let us remind ourselves that we are giving it up for something that's better than it, that's far greater than it, that inshallah is more beloved to the believer for sure than any of these things that we are accustomed to engaging in freely during the daytime hours outside of the month of Ramadan. So the Shaykh, he says, وَإِذَا صَبَرَ الْمُسْلَمْ فِي شَهْرِ الصِّيَامِ وَامْتَنَعَ عَنْ مَا حَلَّ اللَّهُ لَهُ لِأَنَّ اللَّهَ حَرَّمَ عَلَيْهِ ذَلِكَ فِي أَيَّامِ شَهْرِ رَمَضَانِ فَلْيُدْرِكْ أَيْضًا أَنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ حَرَّمَ عَلَيْهِ الْحَرَامِ مُدَّةَ حَيَاتِهِ وَطِوَالَ عُمْرِهِ وَعَلَيْهِ الْكَفْ عَمَّا حَرَّمَ وامتناع عنه دائما خوفا من عقاب الله الذي أعده لمن خالف أمره وفعل ما نهى عنه. So if the Muslim is patient during this month of fasting and they restrain or refrain from that which Allah has made lawful in other times, from that which Allah has made lawful in normal times, if the person is patient with this and they refrain from that which Allah has made lawful, only because Allah has prohibited those things during the daylight hours during the month of Ramadan. We refrain from those things only because Allah has made it haram to consume those things during the, or to engage in those things during the daytime in Ramadan. فَلْيُدْرُكْ, then it is incumbent upon one to comprehend, to grasp, and to understand also, if you are abstaining from that which is lawful, because Allah has made it haram during the daylight hours of Ramadan, then you must also grasp and comprehend that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made haram other things. He has made haram during the whole of your life, during the whole of your lifespan. And it is incumbent to abstain from those things that Allah has made haram, and to refuse or to deny or to refrain always from those things that Allah has made haram out of fear of the punishment of Allah that He has prepared for those who oppose His command and who engage in that which He has prohibited. And again, yani the Shaykh here is alluding to the wisdom that many of the scholars have pointed out, yani that if a person can abstain from that which Allah had normally made lawful during the daytime in Ramadan, then how much more so should one abstain from that which Allah made haram all the time? And if we abstain from that which is lawful, how much more so then should we abstain from that which Allah has forbidden? He has made prohibited all the time. So if we can abstain from eating and drinking lawful foods in the daytime, why can we not abstain from intoxicants and smoking and things that Allah has made haram? How is it that people can abstain, yani, from the lawful things for 12 or 14 or 16 or 18 hours, and then at the setting of the sun immediately engage in that which Allah has made haram? So the Shaykh, he says, and the third type of patience, that one trains oneself to have patience with that the decrees of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, which are painful, meaning the calamities, the disasters and afflictions that may befall a person. Training oneself to be, yani, patient with such. فَفِي تَرْكَ الطَّعَامُ وَالشَّرَابُ وَالنَّفْسُ تَتُوقُ لِذَلِكَ وَكَذَلِكَ حَبْسَ النَّفْسَ عَمَّا أَبَاهَهُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الشَّهَوَاتِ وَالْمُلَذَّاتِ كَالْجِمَاءِ وَمُقَدَّمَاتِهِ مَعُونَةٌ عَلَى تَحْقِيقِ هَذَا الصَّبْرُ. Yani, that which helps and assists and aids a person to realize, to achieve this patience, he said, yani, we find it in the abandonment of food and drink during the fasting hours of Ramadan. In abandoning food and drink. While the nafs, the lower self, yani, is desirous and longs for these things, but we abandon them. And likewise, in refraining or restraining oneself from that which Allah has made lawful of our desires and pleasures and enjoyments, like marital relations and that which lead up to it. Restraining oneself from these things and abandoning food and drink, just because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it prohibited during these hours, doing so aids and assists and helps a person and trains a person to achieve, yani, the sabr, the patience that's required at the times of calamities, to refrain and to restrain and to hold control, to control oneself. So the Muslim lives in this month, yani, as a patient one, until حَتَّى يَتَخَرَّجْ مِنْهُ وَقَدْ تَلَقَّى دُرُوسًا عَظِيمَةً فِي الصَّبْرِ وَعَتَادْ أَبْوَابًا كَثِيرَةً مِنَ الْخَيْرِ. So that the person lives, yani the Muslim, during the month of Ramadan is a sabir, patient one, until they come out of this month having achieved or attained many great lessons in patience, and they became accustomed to many doors of khair, yani doors of khair that normally throughout the year we don't open, yani like the door of praying in the night. That for many of us, you know, for many of us, praying in the night is something that happens in Ramadan alone. Yani probably, I won't say many of us because I can't speak about other people, but in general, most Muslims don't pray in the night. Many Muslims don't pray in the day. Certainly not in Jama'ah, in the masajid. But in Ramadan, we find the people flooding the masjids, praying in Jama'ah and praying in the night. This is a door that in Ramadan, it is opened for us. Why close it after Ramadan? And we became accustomed to many doors of khair in this month of Ramadan. Fasting and praying in the night and reading the Quran consistently, regularly. Naam, Indeed, one is fortunate and blessed if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you the tawfiq to be from amongst the Muslims who read the Quran all the time, every day. Naam. Go in any of the masjids and see everybody in the masjid with a mushaf reading in Ramadan. But outside of Ramadan, yani you hardly see anybody open the mushaf, except those who Allah has given success to. And indeed, if Allah has given you that success to pray in the night and to fast outside of Ramadan and to read the Quran and all of these things, then indeed, yani Allah has favored you. Walaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So he said, in this month of Ramadan, yani a person may come out having learned many great lessons of patience, and they became accustomed to many of the doors of khair. And in this way, the benefit of this month may return to that person, not just in the month of Ramadan alone, but rather the barakat, the blessings of this month, and the khairat, the good of this month, yani will continue to return to that person throughout their life. Yani if we keep these doors open. And this is because you have trained yourself to have patience, and you have accustomed yourself to live with patience in this greatest of all of the seasons of patience, that is the month of Ramadan. وَإِذَا كَانَ الْمُسْلَمْ لَا يَتَحَلَّ بِالصَّبْرُ فِي أَعْظَمْ مواسمه فمتى يصبر. يعني if a Muslim does not adorn oneself with patience in this, the greatest of all seasons of patience, then when will we learn patience, if not now? And for this reason, from the very important matters that is incumbent upon the believer to give attention and care to is to train oneself in this noble month upon patience in all of its types. Patience with obedience to Allah, patience from disobedience of Allah, and patience yani in the face of the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed that are painful to us. And we'll mention one more hadith. The Shaykh says, after this discussion about patience, he says, وَقَدْ جَاءَ فِي حَدِيثٍ عَنَ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ أَنَّهُ وَصَفَ شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ بِأَنَّهُ شَهْرٌ مُبَارَكٌ. يعني, the last point he said, that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم has described the month of Ramadan as a month of patience. And here he said, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Prophet ﷺ has described the month of Ramadan as being a blessed month. Shahrun Mubarak. Qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the hadith reported by An-Nasa'i and Shaykh al-Albani rahimahullah said that it's sahih. Atakum shahrun Ramadan, shahrun mubarakun. Iftarada Allahu alaykum siyamahu fihi. تُفَتَّحُ أَبْوَابُ الْجَنَّةِ وَتُغَلَّقُ أَبْوَابُ النَّارِ وَتُصَفَّدُ مَرَضَةُ الشَّيَاطِينِ. يعني the month of Ramadan has come to you, a blessed month, a month in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made its fasting obligatory upon you, and a month in which the doors of Jannah are opened and the doors of the hellfire are closed and the most evil of the shayateen are in chains. وَالشَّاهِدْ مِنَ الْحَدِيثِ وَصْفُ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمِ لِشَهْرِ رَمَضَانِ بِأَنَّهُ مُبَارَكٌ. Yani this hadith and other similar narrations yani mentioned some important matters. Yani early in the beginning of the discussion, the Shaykh mentioned a similar narration that talks about, in this month there is a night which is better than 1,000 months. In this narration, it mentions that, yani, the doors of paradise are open, the doors of the hellfire close, the shayateen are in chains, But he mentions something in this narration that's not mentioned in the other one. That is, Atakum Shahru Ramadan Shahru Mubarak. Yani, a blessed month has come to you. The month of Ramadan, a blessed month. And this is interesting also that in this hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said, Shahrun Mubarakun. And we find a lot of people, yani, on the coming of the month of Ramadan, yani, greeting one another with Ramadan Kareem. But we didn't find the Prophet ﷺ saying that Ramadan is Ramadan Kareem. So I want to just, yani, take one moment to call to our attention, yani, the fact that even though greetings in general, yani, if they are not greetings that are legislated in the Sharia, like the greeting of Muslims to one another when we meet, we say Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. If it's not legislated like that, then in general, it's permissible for people to use greetings that are common, that they are accustomed to in their culture. However, yani, we have to be careful that we don't use greetings or we say things that we don't know the meaning of. And the scholars of the people of Sunnah say that Ramadan Kareem means that you are saying the month of Ramadan is itself Kareem. Yani, that it gives, it's generous. And the month of Ramadan doesn't give anything. Rather, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who gives. As far as the month of Ramadan being Mubarak, the meaning of it is that yani kathratul khair, a lot of good has been placed in that month by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when a person says Ramadan Kareem, this is wrong. This is wrong. The month of Ramadan is not generous. It's not giving anything. But if you say Ramadan Mubarak, it means that blessings, a lot of blessings have been placed in this month by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is perfectly yani correct. So be careful and be conscious and make note of this affair. The Shaykh, he wants to emphasize this very point here, yani, of the description of Ramadan as being blessed, and he wants to talk about what is the blessing in the month of Ramadan. So he said, the shahid, the point that yani we want to yani focus on in this hadith is the description of the Prophet ﷺ of the month of Ramadan as being blessed, mubarak, yani fihi kathratul khair. It contains a lot of good. وَبَرَكَةُ هَذَا الشَّهْرِ تَتَنَاوَلُ كُلُّ لَحْظَةٍ مِنْ لَحَظَاتِهِ وَكُلُّ سَاعَةٍ مِنْ سَاعَاتِهِ مِنْ أَوَّلِ دُخُولِهِ إِلَىٰ أَنْ يَخْرُجَ. Yani, the blessings of this month includes or encompasses every moment of the moments of Ramadan and every hour of the hours of Ramadan, from the beginning of its yani start, from its entry until it goes out. Yani, the whole of this month is Mubarak. So every moment of the moments of Ramadan are Mubarak, blessed, full of khair. In it are yani tremendous blessings and all-encompassing good and numerous yani bounties. And from the barakat of this month is what we have been informed of by the Prophet ﷺ in this hadith, that the doors of paradise are opened in it and the doors of the hellfire are closed in it. This is from the barakah of this month. Yani, from the blessings of this month is that the doors of paradise are opened and the doors of hellfire are closed. And that the yani most evil of the shayateen, they are chained up. وَهَذِهِ بَرَكَةٌ مُخْتَصَّةٌ بِهَذَا الشَّهْرِ. And this is a barakah that is particular, exclusive to this month. It is special for this month. It is not in any other month. It is not in any of the other months of the year that all of the doors of paradise are opened and none of them be closed. And that all of the doors of the hellfire are closed and that none of them will be opened. And that the most evil of the shayateen are in chains. This doesn't happen in any other month. And them being chained, he said, is such that they are not able to escape, to liberate themselves, to yani to engage the people, yani to call the people, to yani tempt the people with evil as they are in other than this month. And all of these things mentioned are from the great blessings of this month that should strengthen the ambitions of the believer, that should ignite the determination of the believer, that should activate in a person or yani make a person active in going forward to doing acts of obedience of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The Shaykh, he says, turning to a new topic, he says, if we had talked, yani if we were to talk about the khairat, the good of this month, and its yani khasa'is, those distinguishing special features that are exclusive to this month, and its excellent virtues and its high station, then this would take a lot of time to talk about all of these things related to Ramadan. But here he said we will turn to some of those things which are incumbent upon the Muslim, yani in receiving the month of Ramadan, incumbent upon us in our manner of receiving the month of Ramadan, yani how we receive this month. So here he said, I will mention, yani, to the reader, a number of points that are muhimma jiddan, a number of points that are very important. And the Shaykh, he mentioned 6 points. The first of them, we will mention tonight, inshallah, the first of them. Maybe just the first of them, naam. Or if possible, maybe we'll start the second one. Yani the first of these important points. Last week I mentioned some of these points, yani in the end of the discussion last week, in summary. Yani he mentioned that from amongst those very important matters that a person should have in mind in the reception of the month of Ramadan is that we should receive this month with joy and happiness. Yani if a person recognizes the importance of this month, they should be extremely happy, joyous. It should be a joyous occasion, the coming of the month of Ramadan. Yani that a person live to see this month of Ramadan, to be able to fast and worship Allah in this month of Ramadan. And the second of them, he said, to receive this month with tawbah, nasuh. That a person, yani, enter this month and try to pass through this month in constant repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the third of them, he said, is that a person, yani, guard their fast, protect and preserve their fast. And the fourth of them, he said, that a person fast with iman and ihtisab. And the fifth of them, he said, yani, that a person should strive to achieve during this month of Ramadan at-taqwa. And the last of them, he said, is giving care and showing the utmost concern to the Qur'an. These are the points that the Shaykh wants to mention, and perhaps tonight we'll mention at least the first of them. The first of these matters, he said, يَنْبَغِي عَلَيْنَا أَنْ نَفْرَحَ بِهَذَا الشَّرْحِ عِنْدَ دُخُولِهِ فَرْحًا عَظِيمًا وَأَنْ نُصَرَّ بِمَقْدَمِهِ وَأَنْ يَكُونُ لَهُ فِي قُلُوبِنَا مَكَانَةٌ عَالِيَةٌ وَمَنْزِلَةٌ رَفِيعَةٌ وَنَحْمَدَ اللَّهَ جَلَّ وَعَلَىٰ عَلَىٰ أَنْ مَنَّ عَلَيْنَا بِبُلُوغِهِ. And in the first affair, it is incumbent upon us to be extremely happy with the entry of the month of Ramadan and to be pleased with its arrival. And that this month of Ramadan, it should have in our hearts a high station and a lofty position, and that we should praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for blessing us for this month to reach us. Yani should we just casually, yani just receive the month of Ramadan as though this is just, you know, something that happens every day? Or should we actually, yani, recognize its station and its status and praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this tremendous favor that we have reached the month of Ramadan? How many of the people witnessed the month of Ramadan which passed last year and the months which precede this month of Ramadan, but yani their appointed time overcame them and cut off their life, so they didn't reach this month of Ramadan this year, and they were longing, desirous of reaching this month. And the Shaykh says, وَلَا نَدْرِي رُبَّمَا أَنَّ بَعْدَنَا قَدْ لَا يُدْرِكُهُ. Yani, he gave this speech before, yani some days before the beginning of Ramadan. He said, perhaps some of us will not see this Ramadan. Well, we have seen Ramadan, alhamdulillah. He said, but perhaps some of us would only reach part of Ramadan. Some of us might not live to the end of Ramadan. We're not guaranteed to see another day. And we're not promised that. And for this reason, it is incumbent upon us to be diligent. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has honored us by allowing us to reach this month of Ramadan, it is incumbent upon us to be diligent in praising Allah tabarakah wa ta'ala and in being thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for blessing us to reach this month. Yani meaning that, alhamdulillah, we have reached the month of Ramadan and Allah has enabled us to reach it in a good condition. Yani we were conscious and we were aware. And we realize its importance. And we are striving and struggling to do good in this month as much as we can. This is something that we should be praising Allah for. Constantly being thankful and grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this tremendous favor. And there's no doubt that this month of Ramadan reaching us while we are in good health and enjoying well-being and safety and iman, this is indeed a ni'mah azimah. And it is a great, yani it is indeed a magnificent, a great blessing and a great favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that it is incumbent upon us to appreciate its worth and to know its value and its station and its status. Indeed, from being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His ni'mah upon us in reaching this tremendous month, yani a part of being grateful and thankful to Allah, part of the shukra for the ni'mah of Allah reaching this month, is that a person tahris, and tahris, that you are diligent and eager, عَلَى الْجِدْ وَالْإِجْتِهَادْ فِي طَاعَةِ اللَّهِ فِيهِ. Yani that you are what? Diligent. That you are serious and that you exert yourself in obedience to Allah during this month. And that you are eager and diligent and fulfilling the rights of Allah during this month. Yani in fasting and in standing in the night, and in general acts of obedience and those things which bring one near to Allah tabarakah wa ta'ala, and that distance us from the affairs which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made haram. Yani being diligent in obedience to Allah and fulfilling the rights of Allah in these acts of worship that are legislated during this month, and also being diligent in distancing ourselves from those things that Allah has prohibited. Especially those things that, yani, we don't normally associate with fasting. Especially in being careful in what we listen to. Especially in being careful in what we look at. Especially when you go out of the masjid and you walk in the streets of the, yani, biladu kufr, and the filth and the corruption and the immorality that we witness every day. Be careful what you look at. Be careful, yani, how you use your tongue when you're talking to other people, whether it's your children, your spouse, your co-workers, your, yani, classmates, the people in the marketplace. Be careful how you talk to people. Yani, it's incumbent upon us to be conscious of ourselves that we are fasting. And as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, even if a person seeks to abuse you with verbal abuse or fights you, وَإِنْ شَاتَمَهُ أَوْ قَاتَلَهُ فَلْيَقُلْ إِنِّي صَائِمٌ. Yani even if a person tries to transgress against you by verbally abusing you or attempting to fight you, it is incumbent upon you to recognize, to establish that you are fasting. Yani to say, I am fasting. And Shaykh al-Uthaymeen mentions in one of the narrations of this hadith, the Prophet ﷺ repeated, yani, that you should say, inni sa'im, inni sa'im. And the Shaykh rahimahullah, he said that the meaning of this is that you are saying to yourself first that I am fasting, reminding yourself that I am fasting. It's not proper for me to be acting like these people, to be responding to them, no matter what they said to us. And that you are also saying to them that I am fasting. It's not that I'm weak or incapable of responding to you. Yani, don't think that we are not capable of responding to your abuse, but I'm fasting. And that's not yani, befitting of me. Because some people might think, when they abuse you, if you don't respond, that you're weak, that you're scared. But we are telling them that we are fasting. Otherwise, we are certainly capable of responding. May Allah save us from this. The Shaykh says, it came yani, in the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, and we're going to close with this point here, yani, with a few minutes that's remaining. It came in the Sunnah. If there are some dates here, please, somebody, if one person can, if there are some dates here, make them available to the people so that yani, we don't delay breaking the fast as soon as the sun sets. It came in the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ that if you see the hilal, the new moon, of any month, of the months of the year, that you should say, Allahumma ahlilhu alayna bil yumni wal iman wa salamati wal islam, Rabbi wa rabbuka Allah. Yani the hadith reported in At-Tirmidhi and Musnad Imam Ahmed from Talha ibn Ubaidullah radiallahu anhu. He said that when you see the new moon at the beginning of any month, not just the month of Ramadan, then you should say, O Allah, bring it to us, make it appear to us. Yani the start of this month, this new moon, yani bil yumni wal iman, with blessings and faith, was salamati wal islam, was security and islam, rabbi wa rabbuka Allah, yani my Lord and your Lord is Allah. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has honored you for this month to yani to reach you, Jazakallahu khair. What kind of date is this?
Says from Medina.
Okay, no problem. No problem, it's good, it's good. It's good, alhamdulillah, Jazakallahu khair. وَإِذَا أَكْرَمَكَ اللَّهُ, if Allah honors you, that this month, this blessed month, and He reaches you, and you see the new moon of this month, then you should supplicate with this supplication that has been narrated from the Prophet ﷺ, that he used to supplicate with this, yani at the time of seeing the hilal of every month. And it is a tremendous supplication. And we are asking in it, or you are asking in this supplication, you are asking your Rabb to bless you in this month and to yani shed his blessings upon you and iman and safety from all types of shurur, evils, and to fulfill the rites of Islam in a way that will be pleasing to your Rabb, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And there is no doubt that this month reaching you is a tremendous ni'mah, blessing from Allah, that necessitates or obligates you to be thankful to Him for it. And that you recognize and fully appreciate, yani, the worth and value of this month. Yani, this supplication is a supplication that should be said at the time of seeing the new moon, at the beginning of every month, and it is in recognition, yani, or it is a supplication, yani, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us in this month, and that, yani, He grant us, yani, complete and perfect iman, and safety and security from all types of evil, and that we be of those who fulfill the rites of Islam upon us. And inshallah, we're going to stop here so that we can prepare to break the fast. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. And let me just say here that from the sunnahs of breaking the fast that we must observe is being careful to make sure that we break the fast as soon as yani it's maghrib, without delay. If the muezzin delays calling the adhan, we don't have to wait for the muezzin. We don't have to wait for him to complete the adhan or even to begin it. If it's time to break the fast, we should break the fast without delay. And secondly, that we should supplicate after breaking the fast. Yani, إِذَا أَفْتَرَ النَّبِيِّ صلى الله عليه وسلم, when he had broke the fast, then he used to supplicate. So we should supplicate, you know, also after a person has broken the fast.